Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, this is the old Talk to a Pastor program. I still have the same material. It's the same me. I still have all the same resources and still have all the same good information. But I have a new name, Shedding Shackles, because the whole human race lives in shackles. Ever since the Garden of Eden, look around and you'll see that it's been nothing but murder and war and mayhem and lying and cheating and stealing and suffering from the very beginning. Okay, so we live in a fallen world, and you see it all around you now. Look into families. Look at the divorce and the kids unhappy and the troubles, the arguing, the fighting, the turmoil, the confusion. It's raining everywhere, more and more, actually. More and more, because we're falling. We are falling. We are now at the lowest ebb that we have ever been. I know it's hard to see that that's the case, because you look around, you see nice cars and nice iPhones and things like that. But I'm talking about the inner life, the soul life, the character of people. You can see how character, how manners are deteriorating and how people are deteriorating. You can see it around you. You can see it with your own eyes. Okay? And so let's talk about it, shall we? Let's talk about how you can perhaps help yourself. What you need to do is find what everyone lost. There are always movies coming out, like, for example, remember Raiders of the Lost Ark? Remember those kinds of movies that had to do with looking for something, trying to find something, and a quest for something? Well, you have to begin a quest for the reason for your existence, and a quest for what's missing in your life. Something is missing. You can sense it. You know, you go through all the motions, and you go to your different activities, and, you know, but it's a very shallow existence, very shallow. Something is missing. Okay, so you need to find that, especially you parents, and especially you fathers. Something is required of you. That's right. Something is required of you. It's not enough just to watch ball games and take the kids to soccer practice and barbecue once in a while and sit in the living room and watch television, go to work, even though going to work, it's a useful thing. But it's not enough. More is required of you. Okay? And so you have to find out what is required of you. Okay? For your own self, and especially for the sake of your family. Now let's start talking about this program. Yes, I've been around 26 years now, 26 years on the radio. I do this as a volunteer. Now, what you need to see is that right now, you have it's very hard for you to begin your quest, very hard for you to begin searching for real answers and finding real answers. And the reason is because right now you are woefully, woefully lost in emotions, lost in thinking. You spend most of your time lost between your two ears, thinking about this and thinking about what happened and what she said and what he said and what you're going to do and what you're going to eat and what you're going to watch, and planning and scheming for the future. And when you're not planning and scheming, then you're worrying. And when you can't stand worrying anymore, then you lose yourself in texting or video games or entertainment or music. See, you're always lost. Always lost. And everything caters to your ego. Have you ever Notice that. Everyone is catering to your ego. Who tells you the truth? See, who corrects your indulgences? No one. No one. So you're going to have to become self-correcting. Okay? Now here's a lady who is a searching soul. Let's listen to her call.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there is a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, a searching soul who is questioning. See, that's what it takes. That is what it takes, is questioning. Did you notice how Jesus always asked questions? When somebody came to him, he would ask them a question. And then after he helped them, he'd ask them a question. He was always asking questions. Why did he do that? Well, there were a couple of reasons. One of the reasons that I want to focus on here is because he was facilitating their searching. In their mind they would question and wonder, and then see that their own answer was not so good, and then perhaps see what the true answer was. You see, questioning is very important. Albert Einstein questioned. He questioned when he was looking at Maxwell's equations. Something, it didn't sit right with him, and he began to question it. Nobody else did, but he did. He questioned it. And then he found answers. So that's why you must seek and search and question and wonder. Okay? But everything out there gives you half answers and half truths and comforting answers and easy answers, see? And they keep you at a very low level. And so you have to find a way to begin questioning and finding the answers for yourself, okay? Now, so what was I talking about? Oh, yes, I said that you spend so much time lost in emotion and then lost in emotions. See, lost in emotions, lost in worrying about the future or reliving the past, and then lost in your distractions. So there's precious little time to begin searching for real answers. So now, let's say that you begin to wake up. You know, you listen to me or to someone that causes you to begin to wake up. See, there are a lot of wake-up experiences in life. Yes, there are a lot of wake-up calls. A lot of them sometimes, however, are not so happy. Something bad happens. Something really bad happens, and it shocks you out of your comfort zone. See, that's the other thing. There used to be a nice man who gave presentations to businesses, and he talked about the comfort zone. Well, he and other people did too, but the comfort zone. I think you all know what that is. And what he told business people is that, you know, if you want to do better, you have to get out of the comfort zone. Well, you have to come out of your comfort zone if you want to rise in awareness to the point where you can begin to find answers. So questioning is a good start, okay? Seeking is a good start, but you have to keep seeking. See, there's something about some people, not everyone, just some people, they keep searching for answers and they won't give up until they find what they've been searching for. A lot of people, they give up along the way, but some people won't give up. So you have to keep searching. Now, where are you going to find answers? Now, out in the world, what you get is people who want to be your authority. See, they're very clever at saying things in such a way that they seem very, very smart and very knowledgeable, and they are good at putting on a front to fool you, and they fool themselves too, because they want you to follow them. They want you to give them money. They want you to believe them. See, if you were to doubt them, if you doubted them, then that would make them uncomfortable. They might even begin to doubt themselves. But that's the last thing they ever want to do in their wrong state, is begin to doubt themselves and wake up and see that they've been living a lie and that they don't really know what they claim to know. And that's the last thing they want to do. But searching people don't mind waking up and bearing a little bit of discomfort so they can begin to find true answers. Got a question or a comment? Call my listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Life really could be good and sweet. But you have to start living instead of just reacting. You have to start being your own person and breathe the air of freedom. Okay? Do you remember when maybe you were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old? Do you remember that at times you felt free? Had your life in front of you, and you know, maybe you got away from home, especially when you were, you know, 18, 19, 20. Maybe you left home, went off to college, or got an apartment on your own, and for a little while there you felt free. How nice it was to be free and not have someone lording it over you all the time. Well, you undoubtedly made some mistakes, I'm sure. You misused your freedom, and you know, you probably wasted a lot of money and smoked marijuana, did some foolish things, okay? But nevertheless, the point I'm getting at here is that it was nice to be free. Well, you were free for a little while, but before long you began to work your way toward enslavement again. Okay? Remember I said the whole human race is a fallen race. And what it is that makes us fall is what keeps us away from truth, what keeps us away from real answers, from real fulfillment, from real joy. And it enslaves us, and it offers us a shallow substitute. Instead of civilization, we have culture. Instead of something of real value, we have false values, and we have lies, see? And we have comfort, and we have shallow. And maybe you can remember when you were a young person, you didn't like shallow. You didn't like phony. You saw how people were phony and how they were liars and how their talk was so shallow and so trivial. They were involved in such meaningless things. And you wondered how they could be so shallow. Okay? Well, what happened to you as the years went by? Did you become shallow too? You did, undoubtedly. You became just like them. You became just like them. Okay? But now what I'm doing is I'm calling you to find freedom again, to find purpose again, and to find what's not shallow, but what's real and what's solid and what's good. See, you may have encountered so many rotten people, so many shallow and hypocritical people and phony people, that you may not even believe anymore that there is something good and solid. You may not, but there is, and you need to find it. Okay? Now, where are you going to find it? I said, the authorities out in the world, all the different authorities, the religious authorities and the scientific authorities and all the authorities out there in the world, well, they have a lot to say, but they don't help you find real answers. Okay? They tell you to take another class or get a degree or study or memorize or they tell you they have the answer, but then other people do too. So there are 10,000 religions out there, 10,000 different theories, which one is right? You have to find for yourself what is right, okay? So maybe they're all wrong, because they're all trying to make themselves your authority. Why can't you find the authority within, the inner teacher, the inner healer, okay? You know, do you remember Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Noah? You remember these great people, Enoch, Elijah? They said Noah was a friend of God. Okay? And was it Enoch who walked with God? Well, what authorities did they go to? They didn't go to any authorities. They found God. They walked with God. God was their authority. They knew God within. They knew God within, see, by way of their intuition. That's why God gave you, you still have a conscience, don't you? Well, that's your intuition. If you got back in touch with it again, then it wouldn't feel like conscience anymore. Okay? You need to re-find your Creator, and you find Him within, and not through middlemen authorities out there.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. .com. Yes, Brian asked about meditation. What I've been talking about this whole program is that you're lost between your ears. You're lost in thinking and planning and scheming and worrying and reliving the past and daydreaming. And also you're lost in emotions, being angry and being upset. And all of these emotions, you're lost in them, okay? And then you use trivia, and then trivial pursuits. You know, you misuse your iPhone, you misuse video games, you misuse music. You oughtn't even to need music. You should be happy with to hear the sound of the wind in the trees and the bird singing, the sound of the water on the beach and the rain on the roof and the wind rustling the leaves, see, or the sound of your children laughing as they play and happy. Wouldn't they be enough for Enoch or Elijah or Ruth? Of course they would. So you have to see that you've been totally corrupted. You use those things to pull you back into your daydreaming state, your lost in thinking state, lost in feeling, lost in emotion state. So I'm not saying that you couldn't listen to a little music, but most people are not mature enough, okay? They're not mature enough. They're entertainment. See, should be the very last thing. The very last thing, if there's any time left after everything else, then maybe a very, very small amount of music or something, but watching other people run around in little uniforms playing with balls on a field somewhere. That's someone else's game. You're watching the other man's game. You're watching someone else's life. You're wasting your own life, okay? So I know this is a hard teaching, but the point I was getting at, so the meditation, what is it? Well, if you can see that you are lost between your ears, and you're upset all the time, and worried, and nervous, and planning, and scheming, and lost in daydreaming, and lost in video games, and texting, and lost in... If you can see that, then perhaps you can see that in order to find true answers, and to get back in touch with your intuition, which you've lost touch with, you've lost touch with your intuition. And in order to find out, you know, about God, and you know, religious things and spiritual things, if you really would like to find out the truth about such. The nice thing is that I'm not trying to be your authority. All I'm doing, and I'm doing this as a volunteer, is I'm just seeking to wake you up to the fact that you're lost in thinking, and you're lost in emotions, and you're upset all the time, and you look out into the world for answers from other experts who they themselves are lost in thinking, and they themselves have not found the answer, and then they mislead you, see? So all I'm saying is you need to wake up. You need to wake up and start to hear the wind in the trees and the bird singing and come out from being lost between your two ears and begin to find real answers, okay? And the meditation helps. I made a little meditation that is helpful to wake up, see? It's kind of the opposite of what most meditations do. Most meditations, they encourage you to visualize and to fantasize or to fixate on something, on some sound or some chant or some symbol, or see, it's more hypnosis, more lost in the imagination, see, and more coming under someone else's influence, whereas I'm saying go the other way, defocus, see, deconcentrate, take a mental step back, get the big picture, okay, come back to the present moment, not lost in thinking. And then experience reality. See, not some visualization in your mind, but reality. Okay? And that's where you'll find God, incidentally. That's the nice thing about reality. God made reality, okay? He made reality. If you're stressed out all the time, it's because you are reacting to things on the outside, okay? And then you get lost in thoughts and emotions. So you need to step back. Take a mental step back, and the meditation helps you to do that. In fact, it's free. Okay? I have more elaborate meditations, but you can buy, but The one to start with is the free one. It's called the free meditation. Okay? And I'm not trying to be your authority. I'm just seeking to wake you up, and then you can find the answers for yourself. You can find the answers for yourself. If you'd like to try the free meditation, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Well, I'm glad you were able to stop by and listen to the program. Remember, the whole program is 30 minutes if you're only getting a 15-minute program. Go to our audio archives and listen to the program again. It's just loaded with all kinds of good, meaningful information. Did you like the program? Do you have a question? Do you have a comment? Then call the listener call-in line and leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all of the calls, and some of them may find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.